Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We have had, a remarkable show. I was particularly taken with my previous guest, Lori Burns, of The Teen Project. That's theteenproject.com. She will be my guest on Dad Chat. We had a very frank discussion about her life and how it has turned around and the good she is doing for kids, many of whom leave foster care into homelessness, which at the rate of about 25,000 a year. Wayne Levine was with us for the men's room, as was Pastor Drew Sams, and we talked about leaving a legacy, a moral legacy for our kids. I believe in doing that. I believe it's not as important to leave them things and money as it is to leave them a value system. Quickly, I want to mention the two or three things I didn't get to in segment one. The three other things that I did not talk about as things to leave your kids were, in no order, words hurt and words heal. The words we use, the words we say, the words we write to one another have the power of healing or hurting. So be careful of what you say. I also believe that my boys, and this is, again, I wrote this in essence for my boys, but it's for any parent that wants to leave things for their kids in this vein and want to take my example as a lead and then adjust it to themselves. I believe that my boys should have faith in God and embrace love. If you live a godless life, I think it's you're living a less fulfilling one. Obviously, embracing love and having love in your life is just adds to the grace of life. And finally, something that Dennis Prager speaks about that I totally embrace is that gratitude is the key to happiness. If you can be appreciative of what you have versus ache over what you don't have, you will be a happier person. So that is my notion of leaving a living legacy to our children. We talked about that a lot with the pastor who also cited passage from the Bible. And I hope you'll consider it. And I also hope you'll look at my website, which is being relaunched this first weekend in February with a whole new design and a lot of great features at BruceSallon.com. Again, please join Dad Chat, which is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time or 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. I particularly invite my WHK listeners in Ohio. Would love to have you join us sometime and say hello as a listener in Cleveland, which is my father's hometown. I think I mentioned that to you. Great new comic strip, Because I Said So, is up at BruceSallon.com called Where Do You Want to Go to Eat? Or Where Do You Want to Eat? Inspired by that conversation we all have with our family, Where Do You Want to Go to Eat? And nobody can agree. In this case, of course, the dad character has a different idea than the son character. And of course, it's done in a humorous way. And it's illustrated, I think, absolutely beautifully by Michael Voog. That's Voog Designs if you want to hire a great artist. V-O-O-G, capital D-E-S-I-G-N-S.com. What will we talk about next week? We will actually talk about gratitude. I had one of the very first articles I ever wrote was about surviving a very devastating accident that could have left me dead or worse. And I wrote an article about gratitude. And I have revisited the site of that accident several times. And I am writing a new column about how I feel some 7 years after walking away from this really incredibly bad accident in which all I got was a black eye from the nine airbags that released. The one in the steering wheel hit me in the eye, gave me a black eye. The car was completely, thoroughly totaled. I was hidden from view on the highway. Had I been trapped or hurt, I would have probably just rotted there, and yet I survived. It's why I believe God gave me a purpose. It's why I'm grateful every single day. So that's what we will be talking about next week, gratitude. Sponsor slots are open. If you or your company would like to be part of this show, which airs across the country and on my website, please email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. I also have my book and new store all for sale. I mean, the store is not for sale, but items are for sale at the new store at brucesallon.com, and great hats, totes, and other fun items. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who is my engineer and producer and who chose much of today's music. Usually I give him a list, but I was just too busy at the Ricky Lake extravaganza last night to do my homework. So Richard, thank you for filling in for me. Also, as always, I want to thank my cheerleader-in-chief, the KZSB AM 1290 station manager, Mr. Les Carroll, who now weighs, I think, 47 pounds after this amazing diet that he's been on. And of course, I want to thank my guests, Wayne Levine, Pastor Drew Sams, and Lori Burns, who I think I will have to have again. So thank you again for joining us. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.